And we're studying from the 7th chapter. What's the name of the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? Observing the armies. What's the name of the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita? What's the name of the third chapter? Fourth chapter? Fifth chapter? Sixth chapter? Seventh chapter? Eighth chapter? Ninth chapter? 10th chapter. 11. Universal form. 12. 13. Nature, the enjoyer, and consciousness. It's all about the super soul. 14. Three modes of maternity. 15. What's that, Srivas? 14. Very good. Let's give him a hand for Srivas. 15 is called 16 divine and demoniac natures, 17 divisions of faith, 18 conclusion, perfection of renunciation. Okay, so we're on chapter 7, and last week we looked at the 6th verse, and now, if you like, we can look at verse number 7. Mata paratanam nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutrimani gana iva. In fact, let's do this. Let's chant the whole chapter together. Start from the beginning. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yogam Yunchan Madashayaha Asamsayam Samagramam Yata Gyasasi Tatshrinu Gyanam Teham Savigyanam Idam Baksham Yasheshataha Yajgyatva Nehabhuyo Naj Yatavyam avishishyate Manushyanam sahasreshu Kashyid yatati siddhaye Yatatam api siddhanam Kashyin mam viti tatvataha Bhumirapo nalo vayu Kamano bhudir evacha Ahankara itiyame Mina prakritir ashtada Apareyam itastanyam Vartim vidhime param Jiva bhutam mahabaho Yayedam dayate jaga Itatnyonini putani Nityupadaraya Aham kritsnasya jagata Pravava pralayastata Matak paratanam nanyat Kinchidasti dananjaya Mai sarva midam protam sutre mani gana iva rasoham apsakonteya prabhasmi shashisuya yoho pranavak sarva vedeshu shabda ke purusham nishu punya kanda prativyam cha chejas chasmi vibhavaso jivanam sarva bhuteshu Tapas chasmi tapasvishu Bijamam sarvabhutanam Vidiparta sanatanam Budhir buddhimantamasmi Tejas tejas vinamaham Balam balavatam chaham Kamaraga vivarjitam Dharma virodo bhuteshu Kamosmi paratarshaba Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasastamasaschaye mata iveti tanvidhi natva hamteshu te mai jibir gunamayer bhaver ebe sarva midam jagat mohitam navijanati mame bhya paramavyayam. Tehi esha guna mayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayametam tarantite namam duskriti numudha prapadyante naradama maya ya aprita jnana asuram bhavamasrita chaturvida bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jignasa artarti jnani cha bharatarshaba tesham jnani nitya yukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyo hi jnani notyartam aham sacha mama priya udarak sarva evaite jnani tvaiva me matam asita sahi yuktatma mamevam utamam gatim bahunam janmanamante jnanavambam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sadurlabha kamaistaiste hritya jnana prapadyante nyadevata tam tam niyamamastaya prakritya niyatasvaya yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shade architam ichati tasya tasya chalam shradham tameva viradham yaham sataya shadaya yuktas tasya arda namihate labate chatata kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan antavatu palam tesham tadbhavatyalpamedasam devanteva yajo yanti madbhakta yanti mamapi avyaktam vyaktam apanam manyante mamabhudaya parampavam ajananto mamabhyayam anutamam naham prakashya sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha mudhoyam nabijanati loko mamajamavyaham vidaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani chabhutani mamtu vedana kashyana icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani samoham sargeyanti parantapa nisham twantakatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dvandva mohanir mukta bhajanti manjadavrita jura manana mokshaya mama shrita yatantiye te brahma tadvadu kritsnam adhyatma karma chakilam sari bhutari daivam mam sari agyam chaye vidu prayana kali pichamam te vidu yukta chetasaha om tat sari ti srimad bhagavad gita supanishatsu brahma vidyayam yoga shastri shri krishna arjuna sambhade gyan vigyan yoga nama saptamo dhyayaha. Shall we read the translations together? Or would you rather read them three each? Bana, what would you like? Three each or all together? Okay, all together. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Pratha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. This being known, nothing further shall remain for you to know. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth." I'm the original fragrance of the earth, and I am the heat and fire. I am the life of all that lives, and I am the penances of all ascetics. O son of Pritha, know that I am the original seed of all existences, the intelligence of the intelligent, and the prowess of all powerful men, and the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord to the Bharatas Arjuna. Know that all states of being, be they of goodness, passion, or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Delivered by the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance, the whole world does not know me, who am above the modes and inexhaustible. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, who are lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. O best of the Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me: the distressed, the desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Of these, the one who is in full knowledge and who always engages in pure devotional service is the best, for I am very dear to him and he is very dear to me. All these devotees are undoubtedly magnanimous souls, but he who is situated in knowledge in me, I consider to be just like my own self. Being engaged in my transcendental service, he is sure to attain me, the highest and most perfect goal. Those whose intelligence, through many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes, and not all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desires surrender unto demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own natures. I am one's heart as the supersoul. As soon as one desires to worship some demigod, I make its face steady so that he can devote himself to that particular deity. Endowed with such a faith, he endeavors to worship a particular demigod and obtains his desires. But in actuality, these benefits are bestowed by me alone. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods, planets of the demigods, devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. And now we're back to page 330, and we're looking at the specific verse number 7. Mata paratanam nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. Mataha, beyond me, parataram, superior, not, anyat kinchit, anything else, asti, there is, dhananjaya, O conqueror of wealth, mai, in me, sarvam, all that be, idam, which we see, protam, is strung, sutre, on a thread, mani gana, pearls, eva, like. Translation, O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Let's say it all together. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Purport. There is a common controversy over whether the Supreme Absolute Truth is personal or impersonal. As far as the Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the Absolute Truth is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and this is confirmed in every step. In this verse in particular, it is stressed the Absolute Truth is a person, that the personality of Godhead is the Supreme Absolute Truth, is also affirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Dhir Adhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That is, the Supreme Absolute Truth, personality of Godhead, is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the absolute truth is the Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic version given by the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Tato Yad Uttaranam, Tad Arupam, Anamayam, Ya Etad Vidur Amritas Te Bhavanti Atetare Dukam Eva Piyanti. In the material world, Brahma, the primeval living entity within the universe, is understood to be the supreme among the demigods, human beings, and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence who has no material form and is free from all material contaminations. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental, but those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word arupam, but this arupam is not impersonal. It indicates the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge as described in the Brahma Samhita, quoted above. Other verses in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3:8-9 substantiate this as follows. Vidaham etam purusham mahantam adityavarnam tamasa parastat tameva vati mritum eti nanyam panta vidyate yanaya yasmat param na param asti kinchit yasman naniyo na jayo asti kinchit viksha eva stabdo divi titashtyekas tenetam purnam purushena sarvam. Quote, I know that supreme personality of Godhead who is transcendental to all material conceptions of darkness. Only he who knows him can transcend the bonds of birth and death. There is no way for liberation other than this knowledge of that supreme person. There is no truth superior to that supreme person because he is the supermost. He is smaller than the smallest, and he is greater than the greatest. He is situated as a silent tree, and he illumines the transcendental sky as a tree spreads its roots. He spreads his extensive energies. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Minitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadah Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sandobhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Matak Paratanam Nanyat Kinchidasti Dhananjaya Mai Sarva Midam Protam Sutre Manigana Iva. Throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives these analogies, which are very helpful. Analogies are always helpful because they really tie us between a philosophical point and something that we can see and understand very clearly. And in this analogy, just as pearls are strung on a thread, if you look at somebody wearing pearls, you can see that they have form. They're hanging. You can't necessarily see the thread, but you can understand that the thread is there holding them together. So in this example, Krishna says, look at the world and how things are ordered, and understand that because they're ordered, and as they're ordered the way they are, I'm behind them. Something's behind it. And so he says, I'm that person behind it. And those who come to understand that there's a person behind these things dedicate their lives, because as Krishna says, in many places, like we read, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavam Mamprapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudulabaha. They, after years of speculating about the Absolute Truth, become being jnanis, they come to understand that Vasudev, personality of Godhead, is everything. Everything's coming from him. What's another verse that says a similar thing? Yes. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti madva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. In 10.8, one of the four important verses, in which Krishna says that those who understand that everything's emanating from me, they dedicate their lives to me. So I'm always, when I'm traveling and I go to a different place, you know, you're on the airplane, and they always give you these on the aircraft. You're not supposed to call it an airplane. On the aircraft, they hand out these immigration forms when you're going to another country. And when you come back into your own country, you got to fill out a customs form. Most places you have to customs and immigration. I always come to that place where it says occupation. And sometimes I just sit there frozen for about an hour. It's like, what do I actually do? But I was thinking about it as I was hearing something about Narada Muni. And Narada Muni is a great devotee of the Lord, of the personality of Godhead. And what does he do? He goes around. Yes, Narada Muni goes around. And when he goes around, what does he do while he's traveling? He converts others to Vaishnavism. Can you give any examples of somebody he's converted by? Everyone, please move up by 7.2 inches. Should do it. Who is he converted? Magrari, the hunter, yes. Who? The snake. He had a snake. A disciple was a snake. Anybody else? Any other disciples? Prahlad. Who said that? Nice one. Within the womb, the baby can hear within the womb. All the vibrations are going. Yes, Srivats? Dhruva Maharaj, yes. Very good. Give him a hand. Who else? That's all he does. Vyasadeva, yes. So, that's what he does. That's what a devotee of Krishna does, right? So if you're traveling next time, you put that in your occupation. Devotee of Krishna. Krishna devotee. Because what else is there to do? Devotees glorify Krishna. Another name for Krishna is Uttama Shloka. What does that mean? He's praised by the best verses. I mean, everyone's craving some aesthetic in life, like hearing music or poetry or something. But Krishna's Uttama Shloka, the best verses are about him. Ultimately, all the verses are about him. Lord Chaitanya proved that when he was teaching his students and he was teaching grammar. After he came back from meeting his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, his teaching style changed a little bit. And so the students would ask, what's the meaning of this sentence? And every single part, every Sunday, everything, he would say, well, this means Krishna because of this, this means Krishna because of that. Every word, every particle meant Krishna. And he pointed this out. Mata partanam nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. Actually, everything is Krishna. And throughout the Bhagavad Gita, we find all the different ways we can meditate on Krishna. Like in this chapter, Rasoham Apsakunteya, like he says, I'm the taste in water. So Prabhupada pointed out many times the liberality of Krishna consciousness, that you can become Krishna conscious by drinking water. But he extended that as well, didn't he? Do you know how he extended it? Not just drinking water, but he also said drinking liquid. He said, even if you drink liquor. Yes, let's go ahead. Yes, thank you very much. So Prabhupada said, if somebody is a drunkard, but he's drinking alcohol and he's thinking, oh, this taste is coming from Krishna. He's remembering Krishna. Yes. So once Prajapati on a morning walk in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, asked Prabhupada about how to become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, just observe how a drunkard becomes a drunkard. He goes and associates with other drunkards, begins to drink a little bit. After a while, he gets really good at it. And then he falls down just like they do, gets back up, goes beg some more money. 24 hours a day, they're always absorbed in how to get another drink. And so he said, in the same way, we can become absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Prajapati said, Prabhupada, you want us to become drunkards on the holy name? And Prabhupada said, yes. So Krishna is a person, and he has nothing to do because he's self-sufficient. Everything emanates from him anyway. So everything he does is for his own pleasure. It's lila. And the devotees who know Krishna and know Krishna's nature also have nothing to do except for serve and glorify Krishna. And one example is Narada Muni. He's dedicated all the time, 24 hours a day, in great happiness, thinking about Krishna and glorifying Krishna. So there's a nice song about Narada Muni, which is in your songbook, which is on page number 79.